You're listening to the GM Shuffle, presented by DraftKings and VSiN.
All right, Marty, back here on the GM Shuffle. Let's get to a team I have in Tier 1, you have in Tier 2, and that is the San Francisco 49ers with Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy. And the reason why I have them in Tier 1 is this offense shouldn't be as good as it is with the pieces they have. And Brock Purdy is a good quarterback. He's not uber talented compared to his peers, right? Best arm, best legs. Maybe he's one of the smartest on the field as a processor. They have Trent Williams and McCaffrey, and Kittle's healthy, half the time, but they don't have great wide receivers ever, really. It feels like they've had periods of time where they've had that. And the offense just continues to score a ton of points, Marty, each and every week. I think Kyle Shanahan is the best designer of run games in the National Football League. And I'm not even sure that's debatable. There's another coach that we'll talk about in a second that's getting up there, I think. So I have them in Tier 1, Marty. You have them in Tier 2. I think people will be surprised to see I have Shanahan and Purdy up there. It's more just for the fact that I have so much respect for Shanahan, and it works. It continues to work in San Francisco.
Oh, I think more people agree with you than me. I have the top tier two. I am the top tier two only because I just don't know whether Brock Purdy can win a Super Bowl. He's a very good quarterback, but Kyle Shanahan is, I agree with you. I mean, it's hard to kind of differentiate between Andy Reid, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan. He's right there as far as play callers, head coach. What he's done is phenomenal. The reason I don't have him in Tier 1 is because I just don't think that Brock Purdy can get them all the way. I could be very wrong, but I think that Kyle Shanahan has the ability to spot what quarterbacks do well. He has put Brock Purdy in the best position he can to maximize his skill set. I'm just not sure he can carry a team to the Super Bowl to win a Super Bowl. And to me, that's my criteria. You have to be able to have that ability to win a Super Bowl to be in Tier 1. I hope I'm wrong. I have them top Tier 2.
Maybe we should have discussed how we define our tiers. It seems very like your tier is who can win a Super Bowl, and my tier was just sort of more on the play caller side. Because I think that does matter here. So I'm done with my Tier 1, even though I will say that I would make a quick addition very fast to the Chicago Bears in Tier 1. You have the Bears in Tier 1, and I put him as like 1B for the second, because I think Caleb Williams, there's so much more to get from him. If you get that from him, Marty, then they become Tier 1 almost immediately. I think we saw last season Ben Johnson's ability to design the run game. It's a very good rushing team last season. And this year is going to be about the pass game, right? It's going to be about Caleb Williams being more efficient. It's going to be about Colson Loveland, in my opinion. He's going to have 1,200 yards. It's going to be about Luther Burt. Like there's maybe the first 4 weeks, Marty, I put them in Tier 1 immediately. I have the Bears in Tier 2. I think they could be easily in Tier 1 like you have them.
Yeah, it's just, listen, I can, ever since I saw Caleb Williams as a junior, his second to last year that he played, I thought the guy was going to be a generational talent. Now you hook him up with Ben Johnson, who I think is one of the best play callers in the league. And, for whatever reasons, Caleb Williams had some stumbling points where people, got down on him and said, question whether he can make it. This guy's going to be a star in my mind, I think, with time. And he's only going to get better with the combination of Ben Johnson. So I have them definitely Tier 1, and I think that, we'll see this year. Will Caleb take another step after another year? And I think they will. I think they're just going to continue to get better. I think Ben Johnson is incredible. He has quickly become, you could argue, I mean, he's right up there with the Andy Reid's and the McVay's and the Shanahan's. And for some reason, people are very reluctant to make Caleb Williams that guy right now, but I think he's going to earn it over the years. I just saw too many traits in college coming out. I think he's some phenomenal, skilled quarterback.
I think that he's incredible too. I just think that, again, so I have him 1B here. Another team that I debated putting in Tier 1 that you have in Tier 1 is the Buffalo Bills. Joe Brady becomes the head coach. He'll be, I imagine, the primary play caller there in Buffalo as well. I want to see him do both jobs, essentially, before I have him in tier one, Marty, I think, right, for them. And now he's a head coach and a play caller, hasn't done both those jobs yet. It feels like there's something missing sometimes in the Buffalo passing game, even though that's probably more due to the weapons than it is the actual scheme. But his play calling style and his ability to get the most out of Josh Allen, it's does a really good job.
Yeah, and I agree. You know, they probably should be in tier two. I mean, until they prove it, as far as, because you mentioned a really important point, and I'm going to talk about this with somebody a little bit later. But Joe Brady now, not only the offense coordinator, he's got to coach the team, and that's two different skill sets, Jeff, as you know, and it's hard the first year to combine them. Now, what Brandon Bean did, which was ingenious in my mind, was he brought in John Fox as a defensive senior consultant, but John can help Joe with a lot of stuff as far as the head coaching managerial aspect of it goes. I think that I did put him in tier one because of Josh Allen, and because I do think that Joe Brady is a very good play caller, but really in second, in hindsight, they should probably be at the top of tier two under Shanahan until they prove it.
So another team, there's two left that you have in tier one that I have in tier two. One of them is the Dallas Cowboys. And I love what they did last season. We've talked about the Cowboys a lot. I think heading into this season, what they can be this season. Schottenheimer, well exceeded my expectations last season. I think everyone looked at that hire as like a one and done hire. Like, we're just trying to wait until someone else is available. But you know, this offense, what he has designed, has been wonderful. Dak has been good though, to be fair, whenever he's been healthy. It's like, that's not any news here. They've done a good job. So you have them in tier one, I have them in tier two.
Jeff, I might, it depends if you want to do, if we're predicting, but if we're doing this on a predicting basis, I might predict them at number one, this combo. I tell you, I think sometimes we are reluctant to give the Cowboys credit or hop on the Cowboys bandwagon because everybody's done it for so many years and hadn't gotten a lot of results. I think the Cowboys have made a lot of good moves. I think they're good. They're in a position to make a really strong run this year. Brian Schottenheimer came in and really him and Dak Prescott have that connection. You can tell he's got a good feel for what to run. They scored a lot of points. Now, my question is this year, Brian Schottenheimer said he's going to sit in on the special teams meetings, sit in on the defensive meetings. He's still calling the plays. He's still going to be the coordinator. He's still going to have that relationship with Dak, but he's taking on that responsibility of being a true head coach. Now, I would be a little reluctant sometimes, but Marty Schottenheimer faced him way too many times. When I was with the Chargers in the AFC West, we played the Chiefs twice a year. Marty Schottenheimer's one of the best coaches in NFL history. He could manage a defense. He could manage a team. I think Brian Schottenheimer came in the first year and really showed that he has grown and is in a perfect fit for him as a head coach. And how many times, I mean, this time last year, were we talking about Seattle? I think Dallas could be this year's Seattle. Dak Prescott is as good as there is. He's a quarterback who can win a Super Bowl for you. And I think Brian Schottenheimer is a young coach who grew up with it in his blood, who has learned, who has improved. And I think he's just a perfect fit right now. I love this combination this year.
So you wrote something important here. The play caller head coach typically has no interaction in the meeting room outside the offense. They're the play caller, right? So they run the offensive meetings when there's breakout sessions. So as individuals, they're with the quarterbacks or the wide receivers or the running backs, tight ends. I'm curious why he's changing the routine. I know he wants to probably get knowledge of what's happening in those meeting rooms, but I don't like that, Marty, because that's different. How do you I guess the idea is you let younger coaches install the plays. You don't have to be there to install them. I buy that a little bit, Marty, but
to me, I think it's ingenious. I think it's something he got from his father. But how are you going to play complementary football if the head coach doesn't know how you're going to attack all three phases? Well, I think it's ingenious. I think it's ingenious. I really do. His dad did it. Now, can he do it? It's a lot of responsibility, but I think he can. And it's not like he's going to take charge of the special teams or defense. He's just going to sit in the meetings and know what they're telling him.
Yeah, I get that. I just wouldn't change what's working for you at the moment. I'm sure he has plenty of knowledge about what's happening in defense or special teams that he doesn't need to take time away from his offensive duties to make that happen. So we'll see if it works, Marty. Obviously, we'll know pretty quickly if it works. Like it. Coming up next, we'll get to our tier three. But first, one more team here and then the tier one and two category for I think both of us here, Marty. I have him in tier two. You have him in tier one. And that is the New England Patriots. What do you think about them as a tier one team?
I've always think, I mean, Josh, if Josh McDaniels hasn't proven he's a tier one coordinator by this point, I mean, I think he is, he's a tier one and now it's just, okay, Drake May, which way does he keep going?
Yeah.
I just think everything from scouting him in college, from hearing everybody talk about him, the intangibles are just going to make this kid drive himself more and more and more. I think they're going to get better. You would think this year as a team, they might take a step back because their schedule's harder. And it just seems like the second year like that after you've made a run, but this tandem's going to be very impactful for a long time in the NFL if they stay together.
I just want to see a little more. The reason why they're tier two for me is just the Drake May. Like I want to see him this year against better competition. And we virtually saw him, you know, in the playoffs against better competition and just wasn't as pretty. Again, same thing with Herbert, right? Offensive line issues, not reliable wide receivers. We got A.J. Brown. They got Dobbs now. They drafted another offensive lineman. So big year for him. And they could easily, I think, move into that tier one for me. We'll finish with the rest of Marty's tier two. And tier threes, and we'll wrap the show up. We'll do that next year. Jim Charles, Minute by DraftKings Network. I need a little
range, step to the range, come on, meet me at the introducing the new Chick-fil-A Jalapeno Ranch Club sandwich with that juicy Chick-fil-A chicken on a buttermilk ranch bun, jalapeno ranch sauce, and pickled jalapenos. It's a little ranch with a lot of kick. The new Chick-fil-A Jalapeno Ranch Club with original spicy or grilled filet. Available for a limited time only. Order ahead on the Chick-fil-A app.